Did you know Ajahn Panyawado? I saw the DVD about him that Abhay Giri offers and listened to some of his Dhamma talks and was touched by how gentle he seemed. Is it true that a rainbow appeared during the cremation of his body? I did know him, not very well. You've met him on several occasions.
I spent 2 months with him.
He was a Western disciple of Ajahn Mahabua. He actually ordained in Thailand and went right back to England. Now, the early days of the establishing of, or trying to establish Buddhism in, and a monastic presence in England, that was in the late 50s, early 60s, something like that. And he very dutifully did his 5 years as a junior monk. And I think by the end of that, of all the monks who ordained, they'd all disrobed by then. And then he went to Thailand, and I don't think he ever went back to the West again. It was like 50 years he just lived in Thailand.
Didn't you go once with Ajahn Mahabua in the 70s?
Maybe, Ajahn Mahabua went. Yeah, that's
went
true.
Went once.
True. Went one time for a short visit. And other than that, he spent all of that time at Ajahn Mahabua's monastery in the northeast of Thailand. Didn't really go anywhere else, didn't look for another teacher, didn't look for another place. And he was a very gentle and delightful being. And I don't know,
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Okay.
And it wasn't a rainbow. And I want to say, I've seen probably hundreds of rainbows in my life, so that wouldn't have been that amazing. But this was, it's still a natural phenomenon, but I've only seen one in my life, and it's in the middle of the day, and it's the sun, and it's a ring around the sun. If it was the moon, you call it a corona.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen anything quite as kind of unusual, and it happened just when they were, I mean, it really was amazing timing, just when we were lighting the fire. So we all came out to kind of circle around the body, and this kind of appeared, and everyone, look, look, and everyone looks up, and holy cow. So that was something else.